This is Dr. Ben Rapidasi Kulnath, the patient Mark Clary, negative show GERD, history of ulcerative colitis, flaring up, hepatic cirrhosis, maximum by his date of birth is. I saw that patient has a severe ulcerative colitis and also distal mild to moderate sigmoid ulcerative colitis. So that's the colonoscopy, unremarkable. No pathology, no symptom of sitting colon, transcolon, descending colon. But the random biopsy was taken throughout the colon and rectum, and they were all sent separate jars. Right colon, sigmoid right colon, separate jar, transcolon, separate jar, descending colon, separate jar, and sigmoid colon, separate jar, and the rectum was sent to a separate jar. It was a simple surgery of my top. Final gross muscle number, Z9 number 2. Multiple other gastritis, Tabasco, number 3, multiple other dual antibiotics, number 4, colonoscopy, cecum, adequate prep, number 5, ulcerative, severe ulcerative colitis, and distal sigma ulcerative colitis up to 40 centimeters from the anus, and the rest of the colon unremarkable. Now, normal, but random biopsy things will call and send separate jars for the pathology diagnosis. Recognition earlier of a stone biopsy of 5 or 2 3 and the of a smaller biopsy or 3 random as we have a random biopsy of a colon and the rectum and 5. I'm going to start a patient with hydrocortisone enemas, 100 milligram in 60 cc of water, and scored at QHS for 6 weeks. I'm going to start a patient on prednisone, pill 40 milligram POQ daily for 10 days, and then 35 milligram POQ daily for 10 days, and then 30 milligram POQ daily for 10, 25 milligram POQ daily for 10 days, 20 milligram POQ daily for 10 days, and 15 milligram POQ daily for 10 days, and then 15 milligram POQ daily for 10 milligram POQ daily for 10 days, and 5 milligram POQ daily for 10 days. Female patient is unable to tolerate sulfasalazine and also unable to tolerate mesalamine. I'm going to recommend, since patient has young and severe ulcerative colitis, recommend patient to be considered on the biological, to start patient on biological agents. Like Humira, and for that reason, patient would need a blood QuantiFERON test for dual TB and also hepatitis B serology to allow the hepatitis B before setting up to be started on this biological agent. A patient to be a blended fiber diet recommend to have flexible sigmoidoscopy in 3 to 6 months to follow up this ulcerative colitis and left side colitis. And on dictation, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Mortaza, M-O-R-T-A-Z-A, Mortaza Mascori, M-A-S-K-O-U-R-I, and copy to Dr. Paramsari. Patient needs to continue to /blogger, and copy Dr. Paramsari. The day of the tree was October 22nd, 22nd, October 22nd, 22nd. It's your option.